Rant,
It's like I got nothing. How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay.
So I hear that we're getting a little play in the press, or at least your chest is.
My chest gets play. I do what it takes to, you know,
This is what I've been told.
Well, yeah,
know,
yeah.
From this article I read on this thing
called Sex Life Canada.
Yeah. So tell me about your Sex Life Canada thing.
No, that was really sweet. So they asked me to do an interview, and I did, and I gave them a naughty picture, and
which is from that
from the Reading
book,
a Sexy Calendar
reading a sexy,
thing.
Right.
Yeah, the pictures by Tris Hussey. It's a cool picture. Anyway, but yeah, no, I emailed them and they had asked for a picture, and I was like, well, you know, and I looked at all the other feature interviews that they had done, and I was like, well, they all looked like classy pictures, you know, and then I'm like, and not that this isn't, but they were all like tame, you know,
right.
And then I thought, well, maybe they want tame pictures, but I sent them, you know, here's a risque photo and here's, you know, a more tame shot if you, you know, want me to be more respectable or whatever. And they're like, we like the naughty. I'm like, yeah,
and
I thought you might.
That was the naughty one?
That was the more naughty one, right? Because
it was kind of small. I couldn't really tell.
Oh, okay.
So
I have.
And I think they cropped it at some point.
Yeah.
It looked like, anyway.
Yeah. Enlarged, it's naughtier.
Enlarged, well, awesome.
Giggity. So anyway.
Giggity.
Enlarged, everything's naughtier. But yeah. So anyway, that was.
So true.
That was fun. Hey, I found a site for us to play on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's hear all about it.
Okay. Well, I recorded a little bit, which we can take a look at later. But there's a site called Free Patents Online.
Free Patents Online. With the
yeah.
miracle of the internet, I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah. And I found it through a random search, which I mentioned on the other thing. But you can look up stuff. And if you look up dirty words, there are stuff for dirty words. Like, there's patents. Like, okay, so one of the ones I found that I recorded about before was... a toilet that has ultraviolet rays for your bum for some reason. And then the other thing I found was this vagina cleaner to prevent sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancy. Now, I mean, these are just readily available for you to go out and do it yourself, should you be inclined. And they're like detailed patent descriptions.
So it's a patent for a device that you can use freely.
No, I guess...
Or do you license it from somebody?
I'm not exactly sure how... Yeah, that's... I mean, the free thing must, like, relate to something, but I'm not exactly sure what. Free... I mean, I didn't get into detail. I was just so excited about finding the site and the products I found on it. I'm not exactly sure if you could just run with these ideas. The two I found were so extremely crappy that I don't really know how you develop it.
What was the first one you searched for?
So I think it was... Okay, look up anal lamps. Because that's what it was. And I got there because...
Now, did you just... Okay,
yeah, yeah,
explain
this is what I do.
How you discovered
okay,
this.
This is what I do.
Okay.
So sometimes I just decide
hygienic,
to look up...
Cleaning... Oh, hygienic is spelled wrong. Cleaning device for the anal area of the human body. Deep UV lamp bulb
that's
with improved fill.
That's right.
What is a high-intensity discharge lamp?
Oh, the lamp is the high intensity. I thought
apparently,
this was like bowel
yeah.
movement related. Like you had a high intensity discharge and now you need the lamp. But
holy
bathing.
Google ads, my God. Okay, so let's see. Filed in 1982.
It hasn't been made yet.
Fusion Systems Corporation from Rockland, Maryland. Discharge lamp having a fill including mercury and gallium iodide.
I know nothing, it doesn't sound safe to me.
Here we go. An electrodeless lamp bulb for producing a relatively high output in the deep UV. Oh my god. UV part of the spectrum, comprising a quartz envelope. Now, see, the problem is, now that they're talking about quartz envelopes, what do they do with this device?
Yeah, I've yet to find out. It sounds like it just. You. Is it the one attached to the toilet? I imagine it is.
I see no mention
Of
of
toilet.
toilet
Well, there's
yet,
another one as well.
but
I don't. I then I don't know what this is because I barely understood the other one. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's for the people that are ultra paranoid, like the ones that think that, you know, bathing is not enough to get rid of all the particles and toxins that are on and around your body. You need to have these things that extra kill, like for deep killing power.
deep killing power.
I don't know.
How the hell did? How did the? How did the? Okay,
Oh,
never mind. I'm
sorry.
trying. I no, I was trying to figure out how the anal part worked into it, but
That's
I.
a good question. That's the part I'd be
However,
interested in, yeah.
I don't. Oh God.
Oh,
Okay.
do tell.
Elongated cleaning devices.
Okay.
Okay, here's where it gets weird.
Oh, as if this wasn't already, but yes, here's where it gets weird,
Okay,
please.
here's where it gets whacked.
Okay, go.
Handheld housing, elongate cleaning heads mounted on the housing, therefore a side by side. What? They've got two? I don't have two anal openings.
What? You. I
I
don't
mean,
either.
I don't,
I don't either. I
do you know
mean,
how to use
one's
the
enough,
shells?
right?
A device. Wow. Okay, this is yeah. Relates to an improved handheld hygienic cleaning device. Okay, blah blah blah. The use of dry paper and hand wiping region improperly cleans the anal region. Something about hemorrhoids and irritation.
Oh, so
So
this is the ultimate.
apparently this is some device that I guess lights your ass up and somehow.
When my lice look, when my ass lights up, it's happier and
I
therefore less
think
dirty.
so. I mean, this is talking about motors now. There's apparently 23 motors,
And like a
and
bidet wouldn't accomplish the same thing, right? Or like and safer
yeah, I mean, there's all
potentially.
kinds of ways to clean your butt,
Yeah. So many.
but
Six, seven
this
hundred,
device
but
sounds like it's an octopus that's about to, fuck the bejesus out of your ass by some sort of
and lighting it
repeated
up.
plunging of multiple different like
Stop it,
19
stop it. You're
heads.
turning me on. That's 19 different heads. But
Apparently,
see, this is where, okay,
now we got motors
I
and
believe in
heads and
cleanliness. Trust me. Like, I'm pretty obsessive, but I think that simple washing done well and thoroughly can accomplish things. I don't think you need, you know, an excavating brush, a drill, you know, fucking.
excavating brush and a
Right. I
drill.
mean, you don't necessarily. It's like there's, you know, that Alexis K. Tyler woman, right? I don't know if you've ever seen her videos. One
I
day
don't
I'll.
think so, no.
But anyway, but there's this one video where she talks like she's like, "Guys, you gotta wash your balls," and then she starts going
Oh,
on
this woman,
that
yes,
woman.
okay, I
But
have
then she
heard,
starts
yeah.
like taught like she gives these details like, and you just stopping short of saying like you need a drill and some like, you know, expectorant fluid and whatever the
And
fuck,
these
like.
five men who require a 3 hour, minimum of 4 hours a shift.
Exactly. Like you sit there and you're like, I'm sorry, but it's not A, that difficult to keep clean. B, it can be accomplished with just soap and water. Like, where have we gone as a society that we're so obsessed? It takes much more than that to do it.
Well,
So.
this is actually it's kind of funny that you bring this up because this is something that I've heard of a long time ago from a couple of other podcasts and also a quote from a newspaper probably Entertainment Weekly or something or a
Oh, it's
magazine perchance.
always a good source, yeah.
I know of Bernie Mac talking about the cleanliness of your butt.
Okay.
And it was kind of amusing because it all happened within about 2 or 3 months. This is why I remember it because I heard it first on, I believe, it was the Smodcast, Kevin Smith, and they were talking about how he cleans his butt with some sort of moist towelette,
Oh, okay.
toilet papery
Right,
thing.
I've heard of that.
And I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. It sounds cleaner, I guess, blah, 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 blah. And then I read something about Bernie Mac commenting about how he prefers his girlfriends to use a moist towelette kind of toilet paper because of some he I've forgotten exactly what he said, but it was really funny that he just kind of said, "Women ain't clean down there. They really need to. I use it, so they should too."
I guess that's a fair argument. The I use it and they should too. That's reasonable.
I suppose, yeah, but it was
As
just kind
much
of
as
amusing
anything.
because there was some craze, I guess, at some point in Hollywood about using these moist towelette-y
It
things.
came in one of those, like, swag bags at the
Oh,
Oscars. It's
God.
like it goes in the little more. It's like, oh yes, your butt isn't clean enough. And fair enough. Like if you're, having sex and stuff, like that's a good time pre that to shower.
Yeah.
Should you feel unclean or think that you might need to be cleaner. But it's just that when it comes to like the high tech stuff, like our special UV ray thing, it just seems like it's a bit much, and it just seems like these are the people that have like some serious damage happening mentally. Like something's really bad has happened and they can never be clean enough. And they're like, I will use that, or they're OCD or something, but it just seems like it's a bit much. Like we don't need to go this far.
I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, a lot of I mean, this is the thing that I don't like about patents is the protection of an idea that many people would have
Like
already.
on their own, yeah, sure.
And just because you're the one that fashioned a patent and registered it or do whatever the patent process is, if it's a very specific thing,
Yeah.
I have no problem with it. If it's like a,
Well, like this, for
the
instance.
Succomatic 9000
Right.
or the, a dildo on the end of a chainsaw engine of some sort to
I've seen
fucking,
that.
see, there you go.
I've seen that. I'm sure it's patentable and frightening, yes.
And that's a product, you can protect it for a while, but, something like, I don't know, if you were to write a patent for a condom or latex or something that you stick on your wiener
Right, something
and
or something
your
that's yeah
wiener.
necessary. Oh,
I
your
said
wiener,
wiener.
your rape rod. No, sorry. Oh
Rape
shit.
rod.
Sorry.
But yeah, no,
Harkening
I
back
think
to
it's kind
a
of
past.
amusing,
Yeah.
I think it's just, I invented water. Well, why? Because I have a patent. It's wet. Is that what your patent says? Yes, and you must pay me $10 billion.
Well, inconceivably, two people minimum can come up with the same idea and have absolutely no contact, or
Yeah,
it's
I
just
mean,
it's
true.
ideas are random. But for instance, the one we just talked about, the
The
that
UV
UV
anal
slot anal octopus
cleaner
cleaner,
device thing that has
that
many
two
heads.
people might not come up with, and if two people come up with it, I guarantee you both of them are wearing tinfoil hats. So,
And, well, exactly. I mean,
which
if
means
you
maybe they're
read a
communicating through
patent
that.
like that and you're like, oh, I totally want to build that, but actually, it's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't
Why
want to
would you
build
have
that.
it? You could have like one head. It would be fine. It would
That
work.
would be fine. Exactly. You could electrocute yourself just once
Yeah, I
and be
mean,
okay with that. It'd be as clean. Like, I have to say, once you electrocute yourself, you're pretty clean.
I would say yes.
You're pretty.
My actually, this has nothing to do with electrocution, but
That's
my
fine.
father, they went to Japan a little while ago, and the first thing my dad said when he came back was he was raving about the toilets in Japan, which apparently are
Yeah.
some kind
They're
of
special.
cleaning station with mild undertones of you'll totally get off while using this thing.
Yeah, I could see
I've never
that.
been to Japan, have you?
I was only at the airport. I was over
And
a
did you
stopover.
experience any
There
kind of.
were great toilets. I mean, like, I don't think that it was as
Did you
special as that.
use anything like.
Yeah, like, well, no, they had like a whole bunch of buttons, and one of them was like some musical thing to I obviously disguise the sounds of plooping. And I was like, that
Sorry,
actually.
musical
Yeah,
interlude?
like I think it was like it look. I don't know what the icon, but the icon might have been. And I was like, what the fuck? Because I mean, if I see a whole bunch of buttons and I'm
You
in a
have to
foreign
press it.
country, I
Yeah.
fucking totally have to press them. Like, and Japan, like, fuck. I mean, I wanted to be more exploratory than just being in the bathroom, although that was exciting. So yeah, so I pressed the. I think it was like, just ding, I think it's just supposed to be like, you're peeing, and that's not a that's that's not a, you don't want everyone to know. I actually feel like, I mean, this detail that people don't necessarily need to know, but I absolutely hate public restrooms for that reason, not because it's just,
Because
you.
you don't want to know that people actually go to the
Oh,
bathroom?
it's because I don't want to poop when other people are around because I think it's kind of gross. And like when I've worked in offices where you had to share a bathroom and your coworkers would be using the same bathroom, I will not do stuff until they leave, which is really can take forever because you go in, you're like, I'm gonna poop, and then people start walking in, and then it's like, well, I guess I'm not, even if it's mid, it's
Sphincter
just like,
has completely closed off now.
I just feel like this is like a private moment for me that I don't want to share with other people, and I'm not like I'm not obsessively, weird about those things. Obviously, maybe I am now that I'm admitting that, but I
I
find
think
like
that's a common fear. I don't
I don't
believe
want to share
that
my pooping
people
with
would,
people.
you know. Well,
I just don't. Anyway, so all that to
I don't
say
know. It's
that I that
like
there's
you
a
have
whole
these
thing.
shows like the
All
first
pooping all
Austin
the time. No.
Powers film where there's a
Yes.
scene about, essentially two guys, farting a lot in the
Yes,
bathroom,
I remember that.
and or at least one thinking that somebody was going to the bathroom, come to think of it. But I don't know. They seem to embrace the fact that they were in there to do the business they were there to
Right.
do, and
I'm
they were
not
very
like
supportive of each other. Oh, you okay in there? All right. All right.
that.
You here to
People
hold the
are gonna.
hand?
Yeah.
Or anyway.
The. Just an off random thing, but way back when there was this list and it was like 1,000 things to do to annoy people. It was like some list that would circulate on the internet. And I absolutely love this and it was a really good list. Like, I don't know if we could find it now, but it was like way back in the beginning of the internet. And one of them was when you go to the bathroom, bring a grapefruit with you. And when somebody gets into the stall next to you, drop the grapefruit down into your stall so it just makes the fucking loudest sound as if like you just
You mean like
launched the loudest
into the
poop into
bowl?
your bowl. So it's like it's just like, oh, that's the fucking funniest thing because I'm like,
Was it
so
called a
just
thousand
I think it was like
things?
1,000 things to do to annoy people. I don't know. I don't know if that's way back when the internet was like basically every document looked like a Word document put on.
Well, of course,
Yeah, I
yeah.
don't remember those days. It must have been 90, I think
A
98.
thousand ways to annoy people.
Maybe
All
that's it. That sounds right.
right. Here we go.
So anyway, I like the grapefruit one. That was a really good one.
All right, so in an elevator, a thousand ways to annoy people in college. Okay,
Okay.
interesting. How could you annoy people at college, though? I always find people at college being completely and utterly devoid of any way, anything that would annoy them.
Really? I think it depends on the person. Because some people are like super anal. And I imagine if someone's really focused on studying, you could really piss them off.
Yeah, I suppose you could walk up to them and, punch them or
Or have
something.
sex in the next room, or, while they're trying to
Have you ever
focus
had
on
that
biology.
experience where you're trying to like sleep or
Oh my God,
do
yeah.
something and somebody's like just going fucking full on,
I had
this
a
is going to be the best porno sex ever.
I had a you'll appreciate this, but I had a roommate and I don't know what their deal was because it wasn't a fetish, but they just had this thing where they would talk to each other in kitten sounds. I'm not kidding, this really happened. And I like Shane is staring at me now with this like look of
I
just
was
like
expecting, and they totally had the best sex all the
well
time.
no
They were
but
very
this
loud, but no,
but
he's like,
this
they talk to each other in
in
kitten
kitten
voices.
sound. And
What?
so then what happened was, okay, so in general they might like, they wouldn't see each other that much, and occasionally when they'd see each other they'd be like, "Oh, hi dear boo." And that was like vaguely okay. Like, I mean, I was like, whatever, I didn't have a relationship at the time, and so every relationship was pissing me off. But so I definitely went through a big phase like that. It was just like, you like each other, fuck you all,
Fuck you all
you
for being
sons
happy, you
of bitches,
bats of the
exactly.
pieces of shit.
But the weirdest part was when they would have sex, because then the kitten noises would intensify. So I'd be in my room and I'd already be like a little bit cynical about like, male female interactions.
Why are you guys having sex and I'm not? Can I join in?
But
Can
then,
I
and then I'd
anything?
hear this, I'd be
No?
like, I'd hear, meow, 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 and
Oh
I'm
my
like,
God.
holy fuck, man, I'm gonna blow my brains out. So, anyway, that answers your question. Yeah, I've had, I mean, I've definitely lived with a number of people, and so yeah, I've heard the loud sex, and it's usually made me jealous. In this case, just made me want to. It's the first time I ever, wanted to enact animal cruelty,
You
So.
know, I fully support that when it comes to people having sex while making animal noises.
Exactly. I think that's fair then.
I don't I can't find a list. I'm sorry, I've been
No, that's
looking
quite all
here,
right.
but
Anyway, so how about you? Have you ever had an experience where you had roommates or people or somebody was having loud sex next to you? Or in the
no, and
same house?
this is why I'm
No.
asking, because I've never see the thing is I've only lived by myself. I've never had
You've lived by
a
yourself or
roommate. I
with
mean,
no friends?
well,
Yeah.
aside from Allison, I mean,
Right.
I've never actually lived with anyone. So, mainly because I can't stand people or something.
Yeah, that's how I feel, but that's taken me a few roommates to get to that point.
I can't stand any of you, unless you're actively blowing me and all. Anyway,
Yeah, no, that changes everything.
I don't know. I just think that it would be very annoying to experience that.
It's annoying. I don't know of a time where it wasn't
Well,
annoying. It
I
was
had a
annoying.
friend who went to school in I want to say Mississauga. It wasn't Mississauga, Oshawa, and she was there to have a to do a master's degree, I think. And so she went off. She, you know, at this point, we're probably talking maybe early 2000s. So, you know, she was about, you know, late 20s at this point.
Okay.
And, you know, in your late 20s, you're approaching 30, you start to get annoyed with people who are younger than you that are, you know,
Yeah,
first years,
happens.
that kind of stuff. So she.
I wouldn't know because I'm like 20 myself.
I know, you're
No.
only 21, actually. You
I
can legally drink in the States.
know. Oh, I'm so excited. But yes, yeah,
well,
I don't know what you mean. Yes.
she got a roommate, and I remember talking to her at length about this, about how this girl that she was with was very young. You know, she was not quite 18. She had
Wow.
graduated, and I think she was from Quebec, come to think of it. Which I think you graduate earlier, do you
You
not?
graduate earlier and you're sluttier.
And you're studying?
That's what it means.
Awesome. So anyway, so yeah, so she, they moved in together, and this was her first experience with a roommate. And she really wanted to for it to work, because I gather the dorm room that they were in had two people per suite, and it wasn't like separate rooms. You actually had two beds at one end with a divider in between. So it wasn't
Good.
really, you know, it would be like you and me standing here, you
Yeah.
know, with
It's basically
something,
the
you know.
same room, obviously, just a
Yeah.
divider in between.
So, and she said it was very strange how this girl would come back really late most nights, and most often it was somebody different. And then they would proceed to have really loud sex, to the point where I believe she went to whoever's in charge of the dorm and actually had this girl removed. Because it was that bad. Like she said, I mean, once in a while it'd be fine, you know, because I could either just ignore it or I could get up and go somewhere
But it
else.
was like
You know, if
constant.
they really wanted the privacy, they could, you know, warn me. But yeah, never it would show up 1 o'clock in the morning, fuck their brains out, and then some, you know, half hungover guy would leave, you know, at
Which
some
also
point.
doesn't op to sound totally safe, you know, when you're a
No,
female, you
and
know, like
I'm
it's
sure this
constant.
girl's probably either pregnant or dead in a gutter somewhere by this point, just
Potentially.
from her descriptions that my friend gave me. It
Well, yeah,
was
this
kind of amusing.
sounds about right. I don't know why I have this memory, but one of my friends had a much worse situation. She was living with this roommate who, all intents and purposes, was totally nuts to begin with. But they shared a bunk bed. It was in New York, obviously, when we were living there, and
Sorry,
so it was like a
what?
bunk because there's no space in New York apartments, right? Like, I mean, there's
Oh,
barely
really?
any space in
Okay.
Vancouver, but you're paying it through the nose, and you know, you live with two people, but you might live like in a studio apartment.
Right.
Two people minimum, right? So the only space for a bed, if you want two people, would be like a bunk bed or something like that, right? Some kind of like pull-out bed. So they had a bunk bed, her and her roommate. They're both in their 20s. And her roommate was really wacky because I can't remember exactly how this worked, but it was like she had this name and it was a made-up name, right? It was like, I'm gonna, because I want to change names when I say
I am
these things.
Molly Frou
It was
Frou.
like that. It was like her name was Mary, but then she was like Marilia or something like that,
Oh,
right? To
God.
make herself sound exotic. But that wasn't the more crazy thing. Then eventually, my friend's name, let's call her Annie. So then she was like, eventually, she's like, I'm gonna change my name. I think I'll change it to Annie. And my friend's like, my name? Yeah. Do you have a problem with that? She's like, a little. It's like a little odd. But that wasn't the weirdest. They slept in this bunk bed. And the girl would have sex with her boyfriend, but her and her boyfriend had this tumultuous, like this crazy relationship, this Marilia or whatever her name was. She had this tumultuous relationship with her boyfriend, and so at one point, my friend would like hear her the woman having sex with her boyfriend, and
Like
that was
in the
annoying.
bunk
Yeah,
bed,
like
like
right
right.
above her, and like that was a bit hard to sleep through. But the worst part was at
That
one.
would never happen in my world. I'd be like, dude, you want to have sex? Great, not a problem.
Can you go to his
Let
place?
me know. Can you go either somewhere else or do it at a time where I can go out and not, you know, need to sleep on a park bench
It
and get
just,
knifed by
but
somebody who
it
doesn't like
just
my
wasn't like
face?
that. It was just like, oh, that was the situation. So I think my friend
Wow.
accepted it. But the worst thing was not the sex, was that they would get into these fights after sex. And one time, she
Oh,
could see like this
baby, yeah.
exact,
Oh,
like
God.
right
Oh,
after.
yeah, meow, meow.
Meow.
Harder.
It's like all my ex-
Oh,
this
baby, that
sounds
was
like one of those
so awesome.
nightmares where all the experiences combine. There's the meow people, then there's this. But my friend saw a shadow of her roommate with a knife because her roommate was trying to
What?
like kill this guy because they got in this fight. So she looks up and it's like, so I think, yeah, that would, this is great because it's actually,
Wow.
yeah, it's fascinating. I wonder if tonight I'll go home because I have really vivid dreams. If these were all combined into one big giant dream of fucked up roommates and
It would
shit
be like a
and
big
sex.
anal sex fest
Fest with the ultraviolet
and
rays.
ultraviolet swords of some sort and
Yeah.
then ending up people dying with
That's
by being
good
stabbed.
because I had some really weird dream the other night, and it was like six different half sex dreams combined, and one of them involved me and my
Sorry, you had
boyfriend.
six half sex
See,
dreams
they were
in
like
one evening?
random weird sex dreams. Yeah, and then one of them, but wait, one of them involved my boyfriend and I. Well, at least that's good. But one of them involved my boyfriend and I, and then for some reason his dad was in the room while we were having sex. So it's like my dreams couldn't just be like reasonable. It's like I'm trying to tell Chris as I wake up. I'm like, it's really weird dreams. But you and I were having sex. Isn't that hot? And he's like, uh-huh. And then it's like, but your dad was in the room. He's like, okay.
So
It's
much for
like,
that idea.
yeah, that's
Sorry,
okay,
I don't
yes.
remember the last time I had a sex
Are you
dream.
serious?
Yeah, it's been a very long time.
Am I just like really psychotically
Well,
horny?
no, it's
Because there's just.
either I'm repressed or not getting enough or something, but
Or just more normal. I don't know what.
well, no, I think are you kidding? Apparently human beings or sorry, most mammals have sex dreams right before they wake up, you know that every day. So hence
Really?
the morning wood. Yeah, the
Oh.
morning wood just doesn't happen by itself. Apparently, like right as you're going to sleep and right at, you know, as you're waking up or getting close to waking up is when the most vivid, generally I gather,
Oh, neat.
sexually transmitted dreams,
Sexually
sexually focused
transmitted
dreams are
dreams.
happening.
Wouldn't that be great if you could sexually transmit your dream? Like, transmit a sexual dream to
Okay,
somebody?
I'll have a try. Did it work?
Oh, that was an awful one.
I
Yes. Did
know.
you get
Well,
it?
it had Colonel Sanders in it. I'm really sorry, but you know, it
Yes.
was the first thing that popped into my head.
Yes, that was horrible. I didn't like him sodomizing Peter Pan. That was just
I know,
unnecessary.
but you know, that's a dream that I have so often.
It's fair.
And
It's
I've always
okay, I
wondered
understand
what
that.
would a chicken man like to do with Peter Pan? Sorry.
No, this brings me to, remember we were talking about recurring dreams the other day?
Yes.
I have, and it just happened because I had this dream again, but I have this really okay, I tried to describe this to Chris, and he was like, "You're insane. You need help." I have this recurring sex dream, and it's not a pleasant one. But I have this recurring sex dream that I'm really, really horny, but for some reason I have to make this phone call, but I can't make the call because I'm so horny. And it's a really frustrating dream because physically in the dream I'm
Just a
so horny.
random phone call, or do
Yeah,
you
like
actually have an idea in the
there'll be.
dream about
I
what?
think in the dream there's some reason I have to make the phone call. It's a business call, or it's like,
Oh, so
you
it's
know,
a
I.
non-sex, it's not like a
It's a
booty call
totally
call.
no, it's
It's
a
okay.
totally like totally unrelated call. It'll have to be like call my parents because I have to like arrange something, or there's a business call, I have to make it before 3 o'clock, but I can't dial the numbers because I'm so horny and I really want to
My
masturbate.
fingers are t I can't press the buttons. I'm busy jerking my clitoris. Ah, can't dial. Oh, my fingers are too slippery now. Oh, wow. That sucks.
It's really weird and it's recurring. It's a
I'm
strange
trying to, what would
fucking
the male
dream.
equivalent be? Trying to masturbate, trying to, you know, choke your monster and
I don't know what
although,
would
you
be.
know, honestly, I don't think a guy would have that problem.
Could you? Because you would just make the call?
No, you
I don't
dial with
know.
his penis at
Oh,
the, you know,
okay.
because you
I mean, like,
could, you know, you
well,
could
you could, but it's
actually
you would. Because
try.
I mean, my dream, like, I have a lot of dreams where I can't dial a number for some random reason or another, but in the dream, it's not that I'm actually physically using my. It's just that I'm so horny, I can barely punch the numbers because I can't think. It's too confusing. It's my brain's being overridden, like the signals are.
Well, I think that any sex dreams that I, when it comes to dreams where you're having where you're about to have or want to have the best sex of your life,
Yeah.
my dreams are not necessarily that I can't. It's that I would like to, but I'm not one who just would like to drop down in your parents' living room while everyone's watching TV and start doing it.
No.
Although that would be kind of awesome to be able to pull that off in a dream, be like,
Screw
"Mom,
this.
Dad, get out of here! I'm about to fuck. Get out!"
Exactly. Or just do it. Like, you're like, you know what? fuck this.
Yeah, no,
I'm gonna go
and
against society's conventions and have sex while you guys are watching Gilligan's Island. So
exactly.
There.
You know, call me Marianne.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, fuck, brain fart. It's always about getting down to brass tacks, but then being interrupted.
Okay.
You know, somebody
sure.
opens the door and be like, hey, how's it going, guys? It's like, fuck off. I'm about to, you know, or the, you know, you don't have a place to do it where you're, you know,
yeah,
you're outside
yeah.
and it's pouring, it's raining, you're
that.
Trying to find a, you know, a house or something,
yeah,
you know, somewhere private where you can do it, right? But, you know, just not being able to find that place or the car breaks down and,
okay.
you know, it's like, oh, we could totally do it here. But then, oh, wait a minute, there's a moonroof and there's 10 people out there. What's going on?
Huh.
You know, weird shit like that. It's always some kind of
yeah, that's
preventative
fucking weird.
Measure, you know?
You are really, you know what? That's too weird for me. I think I have to go. I don't think I can hang out with you. What are you fucking, ew, looking for a place to have sex? You sick fuck.
Why would anyone want to look for a place to have sex?
That is
I mean,
just
really.
You guys are obviously sick as rant, 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 rant